As we continue our series of shiurim on Simchas Yontif, we learn the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Hayim Simen Tov Kof Chof Tes. Shulchan Aruch, paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, mitzvahs Yontif l'chalkoi, the mitzvah of Yontif is to divide the Yontif, chetzi l'beis ha-medrash, v'chetzi l'achilu v'shtia. Half of the day should be spent in learning, and half of the day should be spent l'achila v'shtia. And it's interesting, if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah tries to teach us how the day of Yontif should look. He says, V'alken yesh ligar b'chazonim hamarichim yoichsim chetzei shiyoy. One thing he says is that Chazonim, who spend too much time lengthening, schlepping the davening, and as the Mefarshim say, past Chatzos, because on Yontif we're not allowed to fast past Chatzos, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah uses some very strong language. One should tell the Chazonim, ligar, scream at them that they shouldn't daven past Chatzos. And now the Mishnah Berurah continues and telling us what is the proper schedule, how a Yontif day should look. The Kosva Poiskim Tachu Aderech Anochen, what is the proper way for a Yontif day to look? Baboikim Makdinim Leilich Lebeis HaKnesses Lebeis HaMedrash. In the morning we should get up, and it seems not like is the custom in many places. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we should get up early to go to shul, because as we just learned, we're concerned about Chatzos. We daven v'koyim b'toyer b'nyona shloyim, and we lay in whatever the chiv of that day is laying is. U'mespalim musaf, and then we daven musaf. V'choyzen l'batayim v'oichon, then we get home and eat. V'hochon l'beis medreshes v'sharim atchatzayoyim, and then we spend the other half of the day We go home and then we go back to learn. V'akach shabam mincha, mespalim tefilas mincha. Mincha we go daven mincha. V'chayzun levatei l'sanah b'simchas yontif shah hayom ad halayla. A very different schedule. It seems that they went to shul, davened, went back home, and then went to learn, then came home again for mincha, and then ate again. At l'kayim chetzi l'chem. I saw Rav Nissim Karelitz in the Sefer Chut HaShoni paskins that Hakafis and Simchas Torah are considered part of the Chetz Yilchem. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'ayit Samtsein, as our Gemara taught us, Meitzos Yontif. One should not hold back in spending money for Yontif, as our Gemara said. The Gemara says, Luva live on the Perea. The Gemara says we could be sure that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Koma Mizoinos Shodim, all of the persons Mizoinos are decided on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Chutz Mahitzos Shabbos for Yomtiv Shem Peiches Peichesin Loi Vam Haysif Maisifin Loi, as we learned in the Gemara. However, as we also we have to know, what is the shear? So I saw from Rav Scheinberg that one can't just spend money indiscriminately and say that he's following what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you could spend, that you're supposed to spend whatever, follow the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. It says only what's considered acceptable for fancy meals, that's what's considered you could spend for Yontif. On the other hand, I saw from Chaim Kanievsky that even if one buys for covered Shabbos and covered Yontif foods that he would normally not buy, but he's buying them with covered Shabbos and covered Yontif, that is also considered in the category of Maisif, Maisif and Light. But even he says, and the Bi'alocha, as we quoted in a previous year, here says it, One should take it, should keep everything within balance. And to buy things that are extravagant, that's certainly inappropriate. Ramosha Feinstein, as quoted in the Shir Eilos HaTshuvos Rivus Ephraim, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, says that buying nice clothing is considered also in the category of Haritzos Shabbos V'Yom Tov. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'tzarech L'chabdoi La'angoi K'mei V'Shabbos. Just like there's a concept of Oynig Shabbos, there's also a concept of Oynig Yom Tov. And the Mishnah Brewer explains that one has to go wash himself on Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos. The Poskim say that it's appropriate for one to go to the mikveh. One should not wear on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, the same clothing as on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Brewer goes on to say that just like by Shabbos, the halacha is that even if somebody has servants and people to help him, still he should do something himself, l'kavod Shabbos. The Paiskim also discuss that the clothing for Shabbos should be different clothing that are worn during the week. I saw that there are Paiskim that hold that nothing that's worn on Shabbos should be the same on Yom Tov, should be the same as what is worn during the week. I even saw the Rav Weiss, the Rosh Beis Din of the Eidah Haredi, says that he changes even his eyeglasses. He has a pair of different eyeglasses that he wears on Shabbos. And the Kaf HaChaim and other Paiskim say that the clothing for Shabbos, the clothing for Yom Tov, is even supposed to be more special than the clothing for Shabbos. However, the Kaf HaChaim says, what happens if Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov? So if he's going to put on right before Yom Tov, on Shabbos afternoon, towards evening, his Yom Tov clothing, there's two issues. One is it's not giving the proper respect to Shabbos. And the other problem is that it looks like he's being Meichen. It looks like he's preparing for Shabbos, for Yom Tov on Shabbos, which we know, as we learn in our sugyas, is also. And therefore, he says you should put on the Yom Tov clothing a little earlier in the day. Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes his father, the Stipler, who held that if Shabbos was Erev Yom Tov, that already on that Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, one should wear his Yom Tov clothing, because otherwise it's considered a lack of respect for Shabbos. Continues the Ramah, Vos lecho memincha memalav. Memincha lemalav, Erev Yom Tov, K'may b'Shabbos, just like on Erev Shabbos, one, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, doesn't mean you're not allowed to eat, but after Teish Shos, after Mincha Ketana, a half an hour before Mincha Ketana, one shouldn't be Koveya Suda, so too, Erev Yom Tov, one should not be Koveya Suda, Shazam Meklal HaKovid. That is also considered showing the proper respect for Yom Tov. Continues the remark. Umitzvah lolush pas. Miu, continues the remark. Erev Yom Tov Shabbos, as we just discussed. If Erev Yom Tov is on Shabbos, yoch l'kayim suda shlishis. So as is clear in the Mishnah Berurah, the proper thing to do is to eat shal shuvos on that Shabbos earlier. Because as we just learned, later in the day, one is not supposed to eat. And that's why many people have the minig that that Shabbos, they suda, they divide into two. They eat, and they eat part of the meal, and then they bench, and then they wash again, and they eat another meal. Like that, they will have been considered they fulfilled Shalosh Shuvos. And as the Paiskim discussed, the Magen Avraham says this, it's not considered a brach shen tzricha that they bench and then wash again, because they're doing this for a reason, because as we learned, they have to eat Shalosh Shuvos. However, those, especially that those that follow the Minhagei Ha'ari and the Zayar Kaddish, that Shalshudas should always be eaten after Mincha, and therefore those individuals daven Mincha, and again they try to eat daven Mincha early in order that they should be able to eat Shalshudas before Mincha Ketana, and then be able to eat a proper meal. However, the Paiskim say that if it turns out that you didn't eat Shalshudas till late in the day, particularly, I saw that the Paiskim say, since we typically eat our Yontif meal late at night, and of course the mitzvah of Shalshudas is such a critical mitzvah, the halacha is you could eat Shalshudas even later in the day, but if you're going to be eating later in the day Shalshudas, you should try to keep it to a minimum. Furthermore, says the Rama, one should make special chalas on Erev Yontif, k'moy b'Erev Shabbos, k'moy sh'nisbal el p'simen resh mem beis. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'chayev l'tsoya ashtay kikrois, one's supposed to cut two chalas, u'l'kvoy kol suda l'ayayin, and to have wine by every meal. The Paiskim say, in the name of, I saw this, Rabbi Yosher Paskins this way, that even though the halacha is that when one eats Friday night, he has the two pieces of challah, the halacha is the two challahs. On Friday night, we cut the bottom challah. Shabbos by day, we cut the upper challah. That is only on Shabbos. But on Yontif, we cut the upper challah by both meals, by night and by day. And as the Mishnah Brewer explains, besides the obligation to make Kiddush on the wine before the meal, there's an obligation to drink wine during the meal as well. And I saw the Paiskim say that. And furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'gam mitzvah lechel basar. There's also a mitzvah to eat meat. And there's a discussion in the Paiskim, and it's based on a sugya that we learned in our Gemara, what does it mean that we have to eat meat? Because the Mishnah on Daf Yod, we learned the sugyas, speak about the Yoyne Shoivach, which are Muksa, and even though Shechita may be done on Yontif, you can't check the Yoynim unless they were designated before Yontif. And as Beis Hillel tells us, before Yontif, one must go to the nest and specify which birds he expects to slaughter tomorrow on Yontif. The Gemara asks, why does one have to specify before Yontif which birds he wants to shecht? Based on the principle of Breira, it should be sufficient for one to make a general designation, stating that he expects to take some birds from the nest on Yontif, and then clarify his designation when he selects the specific birds on Yontif. So the Gemara answers that the reason Chazal said that you need to make that specific designation was not because of a muksa concern, but rather a simchas Yontif concern. Chazal were concerned that if one didn't inspect and select which doves he wants to slaughter, there is a concern that on Yontif, upon coming to select some birds, perhaps none of the birds will be satisfactory to him, and he may not have a Simchas Yontif. To ensure that one has a proper Yontif meal, Beis Hillel said that one should inspect and select the birds he wants to use before Yontif. Ask the Ritva, why is this concern only mentioned regarding doves and not chickens? Even though chickens are considered designated for eating and do not need verbal designation before Yontif to remove their mikzah status, they should require designation and selection before Yontif for the same concern that we just stated, because of Simchas Yontif, to ensure that one finds a favorable chicken to eat on Yontif. So the Shita Mekubetzes answers that one is generally familiar with his flock of chickens, and we're not concerned, therefore, that one might unexpectedly discover on Yontif that he has no chickens, suitable chickens to eat. So the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, teaches us, Ein Simcha El V'Basar. One fulfills the mitzvah of Simcha only with eating meat of a Karban Shlomim. And today, as we just discussed, you have to drink wine, as the Pasuk says, V'Yayin Yisamach Lavav Enish. Says the Rambam, that even Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have Kabbonis, still, one fulfills the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, says the Rambam, by eating meat and drinking wine. The Rambam is in Perek Vav of Hilchas Yontif, Halacha Yud Zayin v'Halacha Yud Ches. Says the Chavis Yor, that one only fulfills this mitzvah of Simchas Yontif by eating beef, and not by eating poultry. However, he says, if poultry is considered a respectable, fancy enough dish, one can fulfill Simchas Yontif eating even without eating poultry. Says the Yad Ephraim, that our Gemara is clearly a raya that you could fit, the Gemara that we just quoted in Sech Bebeya is clearly a raya that you could fulfill Simchas Yontif with poultry. Because our Gemara is busy with the Yoinim, the Sheet, the Ritva, as we just quoted, speaks about chicken. And the question is, how could you fulfill this mitzvah with poultry? The halacha is that you have to have meat. From here you see that you can fulfill the mitzvah even with poultry. The truth of the matter is that it's not a very compelling raya for two reasons. Because the Paiskim say that it could be that at the first night of Yontif, there is no Chi of Simcha. So certainly, if there is no Chi of Simcha on the first night of Yontif, so then this he could be designating the poultry for not Yontif, he could be designating the poultry for a different purpose altogether. Maybe he's designating the poultry for the first night of Yontif, where there he doesn't have a Chi of Simcha. Or another pshat, it could be that this individual certainly is going to be eating meat to fulfill the chiv of Simchas Yontif only with animal meat, but he also wants to eat poultry. He's going to have two dishes, and therefore it's not a compelling raya. And we find a big machloikus apoiskim, the Yad Ephraim, the Gilyoni Hashas, the Shevet Halevi, or Paskin, that we could fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with poultry. The Darki Tshuva, however, quotes the Divrei Chaim, and so too is the opinion of Ramosha Feinstein, as quoted by the Shalos Tshuvas Rivers of Ephraim, that were only yoytze the mitzvah with beef. And so too was the opinion of Rebbe Yoshev Zatzal. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, and we discussed this before, the big day Yontif, Yoyser Toivim Mishal Shabbos, should be better even than the Shabbos Begodim. Up to the point that I saw that the Mata Ephraim says that if we're speaking about clothing that we wear, the same goes for the Proichus. That the Proichus that's hung in the shul on Darun Kodesh there should be a different proiches for Yontif than for Shabbos. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'lo nagu lasa by Shalosh Shabbos. However, there is no minig to necessarily make Shalosh Shabbos on Yontif. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, there is an obligation to eat two meals on Yontif. And therefore, if for some reason somebody didn't eat at the night of Yontif, he should eat two meals by day. And by the first meal, he should say the Kiddush that's normally said at night. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskind that we don't eat by Yontif Shal Shudas, Yontif in the afternoon, we should try to eat some extra fruit. I did see that there were people that had a minig, because it's not clear how to treat the Yontif meals, that they ate an extra course by the Yontif meal by day. That is in the place of the Shal Shudas. I did see in the name of the Chazon Ish that he ate Shal Shudas in Yontif. The Grah ate Shal Shudas on Achron Shal Pesach, but that was for a different reason. He ate Shal Shudas on Achron Shal Pesach because he wanted to have another opportunity to eat matzah. Concludes the Ramah, Obe Yontav Ma'achron Lover Lebeis HaKnesses, on Yontif we come later to Shul, U'maharon Lotzeis Mishum Simchas Yontif. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that can't be at the expense, it can't be at the expense of Zman Krishma. And therefore, even if we're coming to Shul a little later, we have to be careful that it should be no later than being able to fulfill the mitzvah of Zman Krishma at the proper time. And furthermore, many people, on the first day of Sukkot, many people get up early because they want to have the opportunity to fulfill Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs and take and do the mitzvah Dalaminim as quickly and as early as possible.